Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, Old Stock. Awkward times here in my 4.5 million euro mansion on the Blackrock Road. A photo emerged last night showing me riding around Douglas on a motorbike with a very open-minded brunette from Seville. Now this is hugely embarrassing for the whole family because Douglas is well down the social scale for someone like myself. My wife Marjorie said she wants me to do a Dominic West, whatever that is, and now I have to shift her in public to show that we're still an item. I said, do you want me to feel you up as well? And she said, no, we'll stick with tongues. The problem now is my new friend from Seville is the jealous type. You know the Latins, fiery. So how can I persuade her that snogging Marjorie in public doesn't mean anything? Reggie, Blackrock Road.
A tricky one, all right. My Connor found out about myself and Paolo and insisted on a bit of public shifting. So I got off with Paolo's hotter brother Mark won the Grand Parade, and I honestly think it made things worse.
Hello, Rosaline here in Valley Desmond. I wrote into you last week about my boyfriend on the Kerry side of the border who is using level 3 restrictions as an excuse to stay put when he should be over here giving me a bit of the old love action. I rang him last night and said, why don't you put on a clean shirt and clean the shite from under your fingernails and people will think you're from Cork? Over he came anyway. I put on a bit of Tommy Fleming to get me in the mood and pretended to be Mary Kennedy to get him in the mood. When suddenly he stood up and announced he had performance anxiety due to the stress of the old coronavirus. Is this just more of it now because he has some class of a Jezebel girlfriend back in Kerry, tell me? Rosaline Bally Desmond.
I haven't heard the word Jezebel since I arrived home from my dibs in a press jersey. My friend is a sex counsellor. We call her Dirty Denise. I said, how do you deal with a guy with performance issues? She said, I swipe left. Hashtag harsh.
Oh, hello. I'm in a WhatsApp group called Sunday's Well Men who want to show you their latest sourdough. Myself and some of the lads from hockey started as a joke back in March, but I think it might be getting out of hand for me now. I found myself staring at photos of sourdough loaves late into the night, using incognito mode in my browser, just in case anyone sees my history like. That didn't work out too well for me the last time, do you know? So, do you think I should seek help? Paul, Sunday's Well. Money no object if it comes down to it.
My Connor tried sourdough for a few weeks in April. I said, why did you stop baking the bread? He said, I'd real trouble getting it to rise. I said nothing, because of the no-gags letter sent by solicitors for Erectile Dysfunction Ireland.
Now listen up, Paddy. I'm just back from a meeting of the British establishment, where we all dressed up as Queen Elizabeth I, drank 3 bottles of claret each, and listened to a very witty talk about the colonies by Gerald of Norwich, titled The Blasted Locals Never Thanked Us for Teaching Them How to Speak English. Anyway, some Scottish fellow, we all called him Jock, told us that the pasty-faced pond life north of the border are rather keen on independence from London, what with all the Brexit and dying from this Chinese thing. As a result, we will shortly have a vacancy in the UK. Would you Irish like to rejoin? It's free for the first 6 months. Lord Edmund de Servants, banker, London, and unfortunately large amounts of Kilkenny.
My ex is a fierce Republican. That's why he's my ex. I thought the balaclava was just for a role play, but no. I said, what would it take for you to go back to the United Kingdom? He said, I'd need to hear an apology for trying to nix Saoirse Ronan. I said, is that all? He said, attempting to pronounce her name would make Boris Johnson look like a clown on the world stage. I said, it's not like he needs any help.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.